This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. People on vacation still check in with work via emails, text, and the company website. In fact, people are so attached to their jobs, there's a new trend called the workcation. When you take your laptop with you to the beach so you can do an hour or two of work every day, but still get the benefit of being away from the office. Workcation. A woman born and raised in Texas had jaw surgery a few months ago to correct her overbite. But ever since she came out of anesthesia, she's talked with a British accent. She never had one before and doesn't know anyone with a British accent, but there it is. Doctors say it's a rare neurological disorder called foreign accent syndrome, which they believe has affected fewer than 100 people in the last 100 years. Weird, huh? Police in Southern California are on the lookout for the notorious Bikini Bandit, a young woman who wears only a bikini while she breaks into unoccupied homes. So far, they think she's broken into two homes and taken valuables. Police have released a security camera photo of the green and yellow bikini-clad bandit and are asking for the public's help to identify the woman. More of the Daily Buzz in 60 seconds on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Millennials have weaker handshakes than their parents. Scientists know why. They say older folks like us baby boomers got jobs in industry and agriculture, building up muscle and hearty grips. Young people today are finding jobs in technology and information. Study says in 1985, men aged 20 to 24 had a dominant hand grip of 121 pounds of force. Today, that's only 99 to 100 pounds of force. Nothing like shaking the hand of a wet fish. A woman in Australia woke up to find a 16-foot python wrapped around her furniture in her room. Police were called to remove the snake. The woman laughed it off, saying the snake was named Monty. She thought it had been living in her roof for the last 4 years. Who is this woman? Like the female version of the crocodile hunter. Who laughs off a 16-foot snake in the bedroom? Most people I know need counseling for a spider. Jeez. Well, apparently Burger King is still running with their plan to throw insane food ideas out there and see what sticks. On Monday, different Burger Kings around the country are going to start selling Mac and Cheetos. Basically, they took giant Cheetos, stuffed them with macaroni and cheese, then deep fried them. You get five for just $2.49. They say Mac and Cheetos are for, quote, anyone who wished they could eat warm mac and cheese like they do a bag of chips. Did anyone really wish for that? We've all heard warnings about using your phones in bed, flooding ourselves with blue light and blah, blah, blah. We don't ever listen, but maybe we should. There's a new report in the New England Journal of Medicine this week about two women who temporarily went blind in one eye from using their phones in the dark. Now, it only happened because they had one eye covered by the pillow and the other looking at the phone. The one that was looking at the phone got used to that bright light and temporarily stopped working once the phone was off. Good news is their vision came back quickly. Doesn't look like they're going to have any permanent damage. But it sounds bad enough that maybe you should always use two eyes when you look at your phone. Beach season, scorching weekend, beaches packed again. New survey finds annoying things people do at the beach, like taking photos, blasting music, encroaching on other people's space, talking too loud, not watching their kids. Number one, leaving a mess. Boy, does that ruffle the feathers of those who live in beach communities. like to add to the list, email Paul at WCSY.com. An 8-year-old kid in Kansas named Gabriel Marshall was diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer last year. And surgeons were able to remove most of the tumor. It left him a nasty S-shaped scar on the side of his head. Now a photo of him with his dad John is going viral because John got a tattoo on the side of his head to match his son's scar. He says Gabriel was really self-conscious after the surgery and thought the scar made him feel like a monster. So we got the tattoo to boost Gabriel's self-esteem and show him it's not really that big a deal. Then he entered a contest earlier this year called Best Bald Dad, where guys shave their heads to support their kids while they're going through chemo. And he was just named the winner last week, posted it on Facebook, made a point to say he's no better than any of the other dads who entered, and they'd all do anything to help their kids. By the way, Gabriel's doing better since the surgery. His dad said he loves the tattoo, tells everyone he knows they're like twins now. Great story to end the week. Now your news of the knuckleheaded variety out of Canada, where a woman got a scolding from cops after she had a cow. Phoned her local emergency number to complain she'd been delivered a pizza that didn't have enough cheese on it. She was unhappy with her pie, got no satisfaction when she called the restaurant. The department spokesman said, "I'm not sure if by calling us, she assumed there was some sort of action they could take, but they, of course, advised the individual they just needed to speak to the manager of the company and not the police." Maybe she thought she could use the deputies to help her milk the eatery for some extra cash. The Daily Buzz. Something I need to buzz about, email Paul at WCSY.com. Over the weekend, you can fax to 637-2675 or drop the info off here at the station. We're just across from McFadden's at 11637 M140 in South Haven. We have a drop box on the building outside if it's after hours or over the weekend. Thanks for whatever you send us. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. No, wait, Monday. Have a great weekend.